climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me in studio right now is Paul Baker, CEO of the Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce. Paul, it's always good to have you stop by.
Yeah, thank you for having me again. Thank you.
Paul, you guys have a big event coming up, and I have to tell you right off the bat, I love the theme. The Roaring Twenties. Who doesn't love that, right?
I know. We're celebrating 120 years as a Chamber of Commerce here in the Greater Idaho Falls area, and we thought, why not get dressed up and let's get going and have a great big party. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's at the West Bank, right?
Yeah, West Bank, April 5th, starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $40. And we've got appetizers and a whole bunch of things. We've got a 20-piece live jazz band. We've got a swing dance instructor as well, who's going to walk us through how to do some of the cool dances they had in the 20s. We're encouraging everyone to get dressed up and get their glad rags on and get ready for a great night.
Yeah, it will be a night to remember, that's for sure.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the 20s, they kind of knew how to party.
They sure did. Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah. I've been sort of doing a little bit of history over the last little while, just as we're coming up to our sort of celebration. And yeah, they sure did know how to party.
Yeah. They definitely did. And so this event gives you an opportunity to really reflect on what's happened over the past 120 years.
Yeah.
What cool things have you discovered? Because knowing you, I'm sure you've been doing a little research into the history of the Idaho Falls Chamber.
Yeah, I have. So what's really interesting is that the chamber was established just 14 years after the state was formed. So it was one of the earlier chambers to be created in the state of Idaho. And just before that, 41 years before that, Abraham Lincoln designated Idaho as a territory. So it was like lots of things happening at the time. The town was known as Eagle Rock, and the chamber was known as the Commercial Club and changed its name in the 20s. You had just shy of about 1,200 people living here in the area. And by the 20s, after changing its name to Idaho Falls, we had an influx of people. Agriculture became the boom sector. And we sort of jumped in the population to about 6,000 people in that time. And so you think, okay, from 1904 right through till today, and the growth doesn't really show any signs of stopping.
No, not at all. Not at all.
No. So we're excited to celebrate that and to celebrate the changes and the way the city has evolved over the years. This event is much of a celebration for everyone that lives and works here, not really just for the chamber. And so we're just extending a general invitation to anybody who would like to come along and just celebrate what makes Idaho Falls and the area so great.
And, you know, it's a transformational Tuesday here. And as you were talking, I was thinking about just the transformation that's happened in our community that continues to happen as well. And that is certainly something to celebrate.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, I know you have been focused quite a lot on this idea of collaboration.
Yeah.
And just getting people to kind of come together.
Yeah, that is the secret sauce to success, you know, is basically trying to get out of the siloed thinking. And that can happen as a result of many different things. But the more we engage and sort of, you know, create a community together, we can actually be united and sort of enjoy the success while also managing it the right way too. So I'm really passionate about keeping our identity here in Idaho Falls, but also embracing growth at the same time and be a little more strategic about the areas in which we want to grow and the areas that we want to be known for here in the Idaho Falls area.
One of the things that I absolutely love that you have been doing is you've been working on getting Idaho Falls to be seen more as a destination rather than just a stop off on the way to somewhere else.
Yes.
How's that been coming?
That has been really great and exciting to see. Idaho Falls and the area definitely is a destination in and of itself. And we get 5 to 6 million vehicles a year that go past this town on I-15 heading to Yellowstone and to Jackson. And so we're kind of saying, like, let's switch the messaging up a little bit and say, come stay here and do your excursions to Yellowstone and go to Jackson Hole, go to Craters on the Moon and do those things. But stay here, eat here, be entertained here. There's a lot to do. We're seeing such an increase in visitor numbers to this area. And we see a 4-hour travel radius. So we're seeing people from as far as Texas flying in, all across the world as well. We get so many people from Asia that come into the visitor center every year as well. We get 30 to 40,000 visitors in there, and we see 40% of visitors that come in will extend their stay by a day or two based on the information they receive when they come in.
There really is so much to do just right here. Yeah. I mean, our green belt is spectacular, and I know when I am down there, I certainly have some of my favorite spots. You do see a lot of tourists coming and enjoying it, and it's always fun to have these conversations with them and to kind of see Idaho Falls through their eyes.
Yeah.
They're fascinated. It's a gorgeous city.
It really is. We were very, very blessed to live in such a beautiful area and to be surrounded by the natural beauty as well. We are actually going to start doing e-bike rentals out of the visitor center.
Nice.
And we've kind of put together different types of excursions around the river. So we got an hour or a half day or a full day excursion, and to sort of really take in the 18 miles of greenbelt that we have.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. We have great restaurants. And one thing that is just, I think, amazing is the level of entertainment and arts that we have here. Mm-hmm. For the size city that we have, I mean, we are getting some really big acts coming in, and there's just a lot to see and do.
There is. And I think that's like, again, I guess the sort of reflection on the talent that we have growing and evolving here in this area, that we're not just a one-stop shop, you know, for just agriculture, but we actually have ag, we've got arts, we've got tourism, you know, manufacturing. There's so many different things that we're doing really well in this region, that it's great to see all those talents, you know, be on display. And so I'm excited to see what this summer brings to the area. We have been very sort of focused on promoting Idaho Falls as a destination, and I'm hoping to see that visit number improve, but also want to work on the other industries and sectors as well, particularly agriculture and manufacturing. Those are some of our fast growing sectors outside of what INL do as well, so I'm excited to do that this year.
Yeah, and when you think about it, that idea of collaborating, that's going to benefit everybody. As you kind of bring that talent together and everybody brainstorms, then we all win.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for the most part, there are already so many things that exist here in this area that for some businesses, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. You can actually just partner with another business that's already got, you know, that product or service down really well. And so we're trying to signpost people to those businesses and people to partner with.
And that's what you guys are so good at. It's bringing people together and encouraging that collaboration that really creates the magic.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, I want to give you an opportunity to just give everybody, once again, that information about this exciting event that's coming up. Let them know how they can get their tickets and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so April 5th, 7 p.m., West Bank Convention Center, 120th birthday celebration. Get your tickets at idahofallschamber.com, and they're $40. We're looking forward to seeing as many people there as possible.
Yeah, there's plenty to celebrate, that's for sure. Paul Baker, CEO of the Idaho Falls Chamber, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much, Jolene.
A quick reminder, I have one more Brian Kilmeade book to give away. It is Teddy and Booker T. The reviews are fantastic for this one. And if you would like to get your hands on it, text me Kilmeade to 208-522-5900. And that will get you entered for a chance to win that book. And don't forget, you can catch Brian Kilmeade every Saturday right here from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.